Do you love Jesus this morning? All right, hallelujah, so do I. The angel Gabriel was sent from God the Father to a virgin named Mary. And the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
I love the name of Jesus. The angel said, "He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." You know, in every field of endeavor, sports, whatever, people want to decide who's the greatest this, the greatest that. But I want you to know Jesus is the great one.
Amen.
Jesus is the Son of God. The kingdoms of man will end, but his dominion is an everlasting dominion. And of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. The angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream when he had found out that his betrothed wife Mary was with child, saying, "Fear not to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit, and she shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
"For he shall save his people from their sins." Some people don't like the word sins. I don't necessarily like it either, but it's a Bible word. And we need to use Bible words to describe reality.
Amen.
Jesus saves us from our sins.
Yes.
He doesn't make an allowance for sins. Amen. He made atonement for sin.
Yes.
He didn't come to tolerate sin, but to destroy sin. And with his blood, he purchased for us not a freedom to sin, but a freedom from sin. Oh, I'm happy about that. By his own blood, he washes me from the guilt, shame, stain, and pollution of my sin. Thank God for his blood. Amen? By his word, he thwarts the deception and delusion of sin in my mind. By his spirit, he separates me from the power and the grip of sin. And by his grace, he empowers me to say an everlasting no to sin and an everlasting yes to the will of God. What a Savior. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
The angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds camped outside Bethlehem on the day Jesus was born and said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." You know, I may not have a mansion on the lake. I may not have a collection of diamonds. I may not have the fanciest car, but I'll tell you what I do have. I have a Savior. I have the best Savior. I have the only Savior there is. Who is this Savior? Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Jesus, the eternal Son of God, was born of the Virgin Mary. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. But long before he was born, and actually long before Mary was born, Jesus was. Jesus was alive before Solomon built the temple, before Noah built the ark, before Adam and Eve walked in the Garden of Eden, and before the planets launched in their orbits. Before time began, before there was an earth, Jesus was. He eternally pre-existed with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. He did not emanate or evolve. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men." So Jesus does not have a theory about how the world got started. He knows how it got started. He was there.
Amen.
He spoke and the worlds were formed. Everything got its start in Jesus and finds its purpose in Him. Do you see how great Jesus is? The Bible says, "And the Word became flesh and lived among us." So Jesus came to earth, lived a sinless life. He worked miracles to show us the heart of God, and then he died on the cross for our sin. But thank God, on the third day, God raised him from the dead.
Amen.
And this Jesus is alive.
Amen.
This Jesus is ready to save you today, lift you today, help you today and propel you into a supernatural life that brings glory to God. That's why I love Jesus. He doesn't play favorites. He's not the white man's savior. He's everybody's savior. And what he did for one, he'll do for you. He'll do it for me. Amen. In the Gospel of John, Jesus made several statements about himself, beginning with the words, I am. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the true vine. Now, you might say either he was the biggest braggart who lived, or he was simply telling the truth. Right. Or he was delusional. He was telling the truth.
Amen.
One fellow said, well, he was a liar, a lunatic, or a legend. Well, I say he's Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Jesus is not someone who was great. He is the great one.
Yes.
We talk about a former superstar in sports or a retired general. Jesus is not a former anything. He's not a retired anything.
Amen.
All he was, he is, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday,
Amen.
Today, and forever.
Yes.
So I wrote a little poem here. It's called Jesus, the Great I Am. The door to heaven is Jesus. All who call on him go in and find their new identity in Christ, not in sin. You like that? The way to God is Jesus. The truth and life is he. Freedom from all sin's power is what he gives to me. The bread of life is Jesus. On him I gladly feed. From his storehouse he supplies everything I need. The light of the world is Jesus. Following him I see. Sin held me in prison, but now, thank God, I'm free. Yes, the good shepherd is Jesus. He gave his life for the sheep. He gave his all and proved his love. It's strong and real and deep. For the living vine is Jesus, in whose fullness we may hide and find our life and fruitfulness as we in him abide. Whew. The resurrection is Jesus. He conquered the grave. Because he lives, I too shall live. He is mighty to save. Amen. Praise God. Whew. I wrote another poem. This is called I Take Jesus. Everybody say, I take Jesus. Well, this is what I wrote. I'm lost in a maze. I take Jesus to be my way. I'm confused in a daze. I take Jesus to be my truth. I'm dead in sin, choking on the filthy haze. I take Jesus to be my life. This isn't a passing phase. I take Jesus to be my Lord and my God. I take Jesus. I'm decimated by self-indulgence. I take Jesus to be my Savior. I am devastated by self-will. I take Jesus to be my King. I am stained by sin. I take Jesus to be my Lamb. I can't enter into heaven by self-righteousness. I take Jesus to be my door. I take Jesus. Everybody say, I take Jesus. I have no answers. I take Jesus to be my wisdom. I'm guilty as charged. I take Jesus to be my righteousness. I have no power over sin. I take Jesus to be my sanctification. I'm under the curse. I take Jesus to be my redemption. I take Jesus. Everybody say, I take Jesus.
I take Jesus.
I am hungry. I take Jesus to be my bread. I am sick. I take Jesus to be my healer. I am poor. I take Jesus to be my provider. I am in chains. I take Jesus to be my deliverer. I take Jesus. Everybody say, I take Jesus.
I take Jesus.
Somebody says, Pastor Carl, you're a mess. I know, but listen, while I interrupt my poem. Everything that Jesus is something I lack and something I need.
Amen.
And you're just as much of a mess as I am.
Right.
Because you need Jesus to be everything that I need him to be. Amen. So now I will continue with my poem. I am weak. I take Jesus to be my strength. I'm about to falter and fail. I take Jesus to be my sustainer. I am in trouble. I take Jesus to be my helper. I am grieving and heartbroken. I take Jesus to be my comforter. I take Jesus. Everybody say, I take Jesus.
I take Jesus.
I'm vulnerable. I take Jesus to be my shepherd. I'm exposed to danger. I take Jesus to be my refuge. I am defenseless. I take Jesus to be my guard. I have unsolvable problems. I take Jesus to be my answer. I take Jesus. One more time. I take Jesus. I've been forsaken, betrayed, and rejected. I take Jesus to be my friend. I am in difficult straits. I take Jesus to be my miracle worker. I sometimes have to stand alone. I take Jesus to be my brother. And when my body is buried, I take Jesus to be my resurrection. I take Jesus.
Amen.
Socrates said, "Know thyself." Well, by now you ought to know certain things about yourself. By now you ought to know that you're a created being, so intricately made in your body and soul that you have for you to have evolved from nothing is laughably ridiculous. By now you ought to know that you will answer to your Creator who will judge you. And by now you ought to know that you need a Savior and that you can't save yourself. But before you go shopping for a savior, and in the world there are many pseudo-saviors, let me tell you this. God has not left us in ignorance to concoct schemes of self-salvation. Amen. The day Adam and Eve sinned against God and rebelled against God, God killed an animal and clothed the guilty pair with its skin. When their second-born son Abel offered a gift to God, it was a lamb without blemish, and God was pleased. Years later, God told Moses that the blood makes an atonement for the soul, and God gave instructions to Moses about the sacrificial system to atone for the people's sin. And Jesus is the fulfillment of all those sacrifices under the ceremonial law by the supreme sacrifice of himself. Christianity is not a man-made religion. It is a God-made relationship. Christianity did not come out of man's head. It came out of God's heart. I like that. Christianity is not man reaching up to find God. It is God coming down to man. Christianity is a living contact with the living Savior. Christianity is trusting in Jesus Christ, the one who loved me enough to die for me. Christianity is receiving Jesus as my Lord and surrendering to Him and letting Him work His goodwill in every area of my life. So I want to ask you this morning before we go on, who is Jesus to you? The disciples of Jesus had seen Him die on the cross. They knew He was dead. They'd seen the spear from the Roman soldier be shoved up into His heart, and they'd seen the blood and water come out. They knew He didn't swoon. They knew it wasn't just an appearance of death. They knew He was dead. They saw Him buried in the tomb. And on resurrection evening, as they sat behind locked doors, Jesus walked through the walls and stood before them and said, "Peace to you." He might have used the old Hebrew word shalom. Shalom, peace. And He said, "As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." Well, Thomas was not there with the 10 disciples. Now you say Jesus had 12, yes. You remember Judas had killed himself by that time. So that chopped it down to 11. Thomas wasn't there, so that's how I know that there were 10 there. I excelled at math. Thomas was not there with the 10 disciples that evening, and when the 10 told him, "We have seen the Lord," he answered, "Except I see in His hands the print of the nails and put my finger into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into His side, I will not believe." And he walked out. And I believe the 10 joined hands and said, "We need to pray for Brother Thomas." Because 8 days later, they were all gathered again, and Thomas was with them this time, and suddenly Jesus came in. The doors were shut. You try to figure that out. He didn't open the door. The door was shut and locked, and Jesus walked through the shut door. And he stood in their midst, and he said, "Shalom. Peace be to you." Now, Jesus wasn't there, and I don't think the disciples told him, "Hey, Thomas said X, Y, Z. So when you show up again, could you please say X, Y, Z?" Jesus knew what Thomas had said to the 10 disciples because Jesus is the Son of God and he knows everything you say everywhere you say it and every thought that you allow to race through your mind. And Jesus stood in front of Thomas and said, "I know what you want. Reach out your finger and behold my hands and reach out your hand and thrust it into my side and be not faithless but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." And that's titled this morning, "Jesus, My Lord and My God." But Jesus answered Thomas and said to him, "Because you've seen me, you've believed. Blessed." That's one of my favorite words. "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." And I want to testify to you, Jesus is my Lord and my God. I need a Savior. That's as obvious to me as the nose on my face. Amen. You need a Savior. You may think that you're smart, but I want you to know this. Even smart people need a Savior. You may think that you're okay, but you're not okay. You're guilty as I am. You need a Savior. And good works cannot get rid of our sin. We have to repent and believe the gospel. That's what Jesus said. And I want you to know this. You'll either repent your way into heaven or you'll sin your way into hell. It's that simple. So I want you to pray with me. Everybody bow your head. Say this. Lift one hand toward God. Everybody say this. Say, "Lord Jesus,
I take you
as my Lord,
and my God.
I repent of my sin. I renounce the devil. And all his works. I believe on you, Jesus. You died for me. You are the Messiah. And God raised you from the dead. You're alive. You're my Lord. I'm saved." I'll lift your other hand and thank you. "Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed." You're blessed right now. You're blessed right now. You're blessed right now. Thank God right now. You're blessed. You're blessed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Phew. I wrote another poem. This one's called "In Jesus." In Jesus, there is life worth living. You like that? With Jesus, there's a future worth possessing. Through Jesus, there's a new beginning. By Jesus, there's salvation for the taking. In Jesus, there is joy overflowing. With Jesus, there is love unending. Through Jesus, there is peace abounding. By Jesus, there is forgiveness for the repenting. In Jesus, there is wisdom worth believing. With Jesus, there is truth worth proclaiming. Through Jesus, there are riches worth having. By Jesus, there are songs worth singing. In Jesus, there is glory worth gaining. With Jesus, there are blessings worth claiming. Through Jesus, there is power for praying. By Jesus, there is might for reigning. In Jesus, there are rewards worth possessing. With Jesus, there is ability for accomplishing. Through Jesus, there is grace for overcoming. By Jesus, there is strength for finishing. Amen. Somebody says, "Brother Carl, you're high on Jesus." Yes, I am. Amen. He's the Most High. Amen. Amen. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, "Looking unto Jesus." I love that phrase, "looking unto Jesus." Everybody say that. Looking unto Jesus. Say it again. Looking unto Jesus. Look up to Jesus and you'll be lifted up above your problems into his sweet presence. You like that? Don't look at what is. Look up to Jesus who can change what is into what ought to be. Don't look at the size of your problems. Look up to Jesus who is greater than every problem you face. Don't look down in despair as if God does not care. Look up to Jesus, to him who cared enough to stay on the cross until he could shout in triumph, "It is finished." Don't look at what you've lost. Look up to Jesus and see all you have in him. Don't look at what you don't have. Look up to Jesus, to what you do have, a Savior who saves to the uttermost. Don't look back to the world or you'll go back into sin. Look up to Jesus. And as you fix your eyes on him who is pure, you will become pure. Don't look back at your sins of which you have repented. Look up to Jesus and make much of his cleansing blood. Don't look only in the bathroom mirror and see your natural self. Look up to Jesus and see your supernatural self. United to him, joined to him, and blessed in him. Don't look for the undertaker. Look for the upper taker. Don't look for the antichrist. Look for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. There's power when you look up to Jesus. Whew. One more poem. This is called Look to Jesus. Are you looking at your sins and failures? Look to Jesus. Are you seeking to be saved by trying? Look to Jesus. One sight of him is worth 1,000 tears. One word from him will banish all your fears. One smile from him, oh, how it helps and cheers. Look up to Jesus. Are you looking at your grief and sorrow? Look to Jesus. Are you anxious for the coming morrow? Look to Jesus. One sight of him will melt your clouds away. One word from him will turn your night to day. One smile from him will illuminate all your way. Look up to Jesus. Has the vision of the world defiled you? Look to Jesus. Has some smiling face of clay beguiled you? Look to Jesus. One look at him and earth no more can charm. One word from him and naught can e'er alarm. One smile from him and Satan's wiles disarm. Look up to Jesus. This is about to get good. I think it's already good, but keep going. Are you looking at your heart for feeling? Look to Jesus. Are you looking for some sign of healing? Look to Jesus. Look up, not in, and stop your vain repining. Look past the cloud and see the silver lining. He is your sun and he is ever shining. Look up to Jesus. Don't you like that? He's your sun and he's ever shining. Look up to Jesus. Are you looking at the people around you? Look to Jesus. Do the things that sometimes come astound you? Look to Jesus. Look to him, for none but he can guide. Look to him, no matter what betide. Look to him, he is always beside. Look up to Jesus. Look up to Jesus. That's what I'm trying to get you to do this morning. Whew. If you ever see Jesus as he is, you'll never be the same. Amen? I want to give you Jesus in every book of the Bible as a Christmas present right now. In Genesis, Jesus is the word of creation, the seed of the woman. Noah's rainbow, Abraham's ram sacrificed in place of Isaac. And Jacob's ladder reaching all the way up to heaven. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
In Exodus, Jesus is the Passover lamb. The manna sent down from heaven, the rock in the desert out of which flows sweet, refreshing, life-giving water. In Leviticus, Jesus is the consecrated high priest. In Numbers, he's the pillar of cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. He's also the serpent on the pole. You look up to him and you live. And the poison of sin is drained out of you by the power of his amazing grace. In Deuteronomy, Jesus is our lawgiver, whose laws are born of love for us, so that we will not destroy our souls and bodies with sin. In Joshua, Jesus is the red rope hung out of Rahab's window. He's also the captain of heaven's armies who leads us into the promised land, who tells us, put your foot on the devil's neck and keep him down. Amen? In Judges, Jesus is our anointed deliverer. Only may we do what is right and pleasing in his sight. In Ruth, Jesus is our kinsman redeemer who truly looks out for us and wants us to be his own. In 1 Samuel, Jesus is our trusted prophet. In 2 Samuel, Jesus is our triumphant king. In Kings and Chronicles, he's our righteous king. In Ezra, Jesus is our faithful scribe who teaches us the things of God. In Nehemiah, he's the rebuilder of our broken lives. Don't you love Jesus? Hallelujah. I like this one. In Esther, Jesus is the unseen hand of providence that positions us so that we can make a difference in the lives of others. In Job, Jesus is our ever-living Redeemer. I know that my Redeemer lives. In Psalms, Jesus is our good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not lack for any good thing. In Proverbs, Jesus is our wisdom. In Ecclesiastes, he's our purpose, our reason for living, who makes life worth living. In Song of Solomon, Jesus is our beautiful bridegroom who pursues us, who believes we're to die for, and whose love for us is stronger than death. Hallelujah. In Isaiah, Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Surely he has borne our sicknesses and carried our pains, and with his stripes we are healed. Jesus is my Lord and my God. In Jeremiah and Lamentations, Jesus is the weeping prophet, distraught that his purchased people have chosen to find their happiness in the passing pleasures of sin and have become the oppressed captives of the devil. Do you know that Jesus cries as he prays? In Ezekiel, Jesus is the heavenly temple out of which flows living water. In Daniel, Jesus is the fourth man in life's fiery furnaces. No one can deliver like he can. In Hosea, Jesus is our true love, forever faithful to us. In Joel, Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Spirit and fire. In Amos, Jesus is the Lord who commands all people to repent, saying, seek me and you will live. Hallelujah. In Obadiah, Jesus is our Savior. In Jonah, Jesus is the merciful missionary who left heaven and came down to earth, so that we could receive goodness and mercy instead of the wrath and damnation we deserve. In Micah, Jesus is the Lord who delights in mercy, who casts all our sins into the depths of the sea. In Nahum, Jesus is the avenger of God's elect. In Habakkuk, Jesus is the God of my salvation, my personal bravery. He makes my feet like deer's feet, and he gets me where I'm supposed to be in the plan of God. Say amen. In Zephaniah, Jesus is the Lord our God in our midst, mighty to save. In Haggai, Jesus is the Lord of glory who demands his rightful place as number one in our lives. In Zechariah, Jesus is the fountain of life whose precious blood cleanses away all our sin. And in Malachi, Jesus is the Son of righteousness, risen with healing in his wings for all who fear his name. Let's give praise to Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. In Matthew, Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. In Mark, Jesus is the miracle worker, the undisputed champion over demons, disease, and death. In Luke, Jesus is the Son of Man, born of a virgin, the friend of sinners, who, as he was dying on the cross, said with all the tenderness in his soul, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. In John, Jesus is the Son of God, the Word of God, the Lamb of God, the gift of God, the source of all life, the infallible Rabbi. In Acts, Jesus is the builder of his church. In Romans, Jesus is our righteousness who makes us right with God. In 1 Corinthians, he's our sanctification who gives us power over sin. In 2 Corinthians, he is our sufficiency. My grace is sufficient for you. In Galatians, he's our redemption. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. In Ephesians, he's the exalted head of the church, seated far above all demonic principalities and powers, and we're seated with him. Hallelujah. In Philippians, Jesus is our Lord. Because he was obedient unto death, God the Father has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In Colossians, Jesus is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In 1 Thessalonians, Jesus is our coming King who will reunite us with our loved ones who've already gone into glory. In 2 Thessalonians, Jesus is the coming Judge who will take vengeance on those who refuse to repent. In 1 Timothy, Jesus is the one mediator between God and man. In 2 Timothy, Jesus is the destroyer of death. In Titus, he's our blessed hope. In Philemon, he's the friend of the oppressed. In Hebrews, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. In James, he's the chief physician who heals the sick. In 1 Peter, he's the chief shepherd who will soon appear. In 2 Peter, he's the maker of the new heavens and the new earth in which righteousness reigns. In 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, he is love. In Jude, he is the Lord coming with 10,000s of his saints. And in Revelation, he's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Almighty, the first and the last, who triumphantly roared out, "I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen." Jesus is my first love, the Lamb of glory, the Lion of Judah, the bright and morning star. Hallelujah. King of kings, Lord of lords, whose last words to us are, "Surely I come quickly." Everybody say, "Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus." Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I want to give you another present. My King was born King. He's the King of the Jews. He's the King of Israel. He's the King of righteousness. He's the King of peace. He's the King of the ages. He's the King of heaven. He's the King of glory. He's the King of kings, and he's Lord of lords. That's my King. I wonder if you know him. Do you know him? Don't try to mislead me. Do you know my King? My King made so many galaxies that no far-seeing telescope can see the end of his universe. No angel has seen the coastline of his ocean of love. He's enduringly strong. He's entirely sincere. He's eternally steadfast. He's immortally graceful. He's imperially powerful. He's impartially merciful. That's my King. He's God's Son. He's the sinner's Savior. He's unique. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's supreme. He's preeminent. He's the only one able to supply all of our needs simultaneously. He supplies strength for the weak. He's available for the tempted and the tried. He sympathizes and he saves. He heals the sick. He cleanses the lepers. He cures the incurable. He forgives the repentant. He delivers the captives. He liberates the addicted. He defends the feeble. He blesses the young. He regards the aged. He rewards the diligent and he beautifies the meek. Do you know him? Well, my King is the key of knowledge. He's the wellspring of wisdom. He's the doorway of deliverance. He's the pathway of peace. He's the roadway of righteousness. He's the highway of holiness. He's the gateway of glory. That's my King. His love is limitless. His mercies are matchless. His grace is sufficient. His reign is righteous. His blood is precious. His yoke is easy. And his burden is light. Well, I wish I could describe him to you, but he's indescribable. Yes, he's incomprehensible. He's invincible. He's irresistible. He's immortal. He's indestructible. He's incorruptible. You can't get him out of your mind. You can't get him off of your hands. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Well, the Pharisees couldn't stand him, but they found out they couldn't stop him. Pilate couldn't find any fault in him. The false witnesses couldn't get their lying testimonies to stick against him. The Jewish leadership conspired to kill him, but death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. The devil couldn't conquer him. That's my King. He always has been. He always will be. He had no predecessor. He'll have no successor. There was nobody before him. There'll be nobody after him. You can't impeach him, and he's not going to resign. Thine, O Lord Jesus, is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Jesus is my Lord and my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn to the book of Revelation. Let's end with this one. This is a good scripture. Hallelujah. I think you ought to stand up. I want to read to you Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, down to verse 18. Then I'm going to turn to the last page of the Bible. I want to find out how it turns out. John said in Revelation 1, verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Whose voice was that? Jesus. That was the voice of Jesus. Oh, he wasn't a baby in a manger anymore. Look at this, verse 12. I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, girt about his chest with a golden girdle, his head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire. His feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace. His voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying to me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Let's read the last page. How does this all turn out? Does the devil win? No. Jesus says in Revelation 22, I'm going to start at verse 12. Behold, I have come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Look at verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Verse 20, he which testifies these things saith, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and honor your King.